Welcome to Dream Big with Jill Jack, a show that will inspire, educate, and encourage you to break down your barriers and follow your heart. Here's your host, Jill Jack, on Empower Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to Dream Big, and yes, I am your host, Jill Jack. Thanks for tuning in today. I am so grateful for you Dream Big listeners. Well, today I'm going to discuss morning rituals. I wanted to ask you, what kind of morning did you have today? Did you hit the snooze button? If so, how many times? Or did you have a ton of kids jumping on your bed screaming, "Wake up!" Or was it a baby monitor with the sounds of a hungry cry? Did you wake up dreading the day? Are you one of those people that covers your head with the pillow trying to wish the morning away? Well, I'm just curious. And then another question, what does your alarm sound like anyway? I mean, I have to be really selective about my alarm. Mine is a quiet, almost celestial sound, like angels playing a harp. But my friend Lisa, which I found out when I was on a girls' weekend in Florida, is literally a fire truck sound. Good Lord, I almost had a heart attack when it went off, and she actually slept through it. So it blew my mind. So do you have to start your day with an alarm screaming in your head? Are you one of those people, or do you even wake up with an alarm? Do you just wake up without one? And how much time do you give yourself in the morning before you have to leave for your job? Is it 1 hour? Is it 2 hours? Or is it 30 minutes? Or how about even the whopping 15 minutes? Well, don't laugh. I've literally done that, especially in my early 20s. In fact, in preparation of this podcast, my daughter Emma and I got into a discussion about it. Well, she's 26 now. But I remember being a single mom and the morning struggles I endured with Emma's school years. You see, Emma was never a morning person. I mean, never. I think even when she was little, a toddler, she just hated the morning. She was cranky. Well, it was nearly impossible not to have stressful mornings getting her out of the door for school. Once she got her driver's license and her own car, I have to say my mornings were a little bit easier, but they were still filled with, you know, get up, Emma, you're going to be late, and constantly screaming, Emma, are you up yet? Get up. Well, you get it. I had to at some point leave the house and just pray to the morning gods that she would find the strength to get out of bed. Well, she offered her morning rituals for me that I was unaware of after I had left the house. And this is hilarious. So my daughter, yes, sweet Miss Emma, told me that she hit the snooze button at least 10 times before she would finally get up. 10 times. Well, she went to a private school and they wear uniforms, and that's a good thing because thank God for that. She didn't have to figure out what to wear every day. Her school started at 8 a.m. Well, she told me, yes, she would hit the, you know, snooze 10 times. Then at 7:43 a.m., she proceeded to tell me she would sprint to the bathroom, shove her head under the faucet, wet her hair, throw it up in a bun on top of her head. And then she would find socks. Now, this was the only thing that she could actually show a little personality, were the socks in the Catholic school. Well, her room, that's just another podcast all on its own. It's amazing what you could find in the flood of clothes on the floor, but we'll discuss that some other time. And, you know, as a mom, you just have to pick your battles. So she would grab her socks. She would throw shorts and tank top on and head to her car. Well, in the passenger seat of her car, she would find her uniform crumbled up in a ball. Her blouse and her sweatshirt were there, and those are the things that she wore daily. So these were sitting on her front seat every day. She would speed off to school, and she told me that she would make it there by 7:58 a.m. I just can't believe she never got a speeding ticket. Well, she said she would sprint in with her clothes in hand and her backpack, which she was really proud to say that it contained her first hour books in it, so that she, God forbid, would have to go to her locker. This way she had it with her and she could just get to her first hour just in time for when the bell rang. Well, from there, she said she proceeded to put her makeup on in first hour, which she proudly proclaimed that she started a trend, and by the end of the year, all the girls were doing it. And I guess this is where I was supposed to say, oh, honey, I'm so proud of you. You're a great trendsetter. But I was like thinking, oh, my God. So I asked her, you know, how this morning ritual made her feel. And she said she was always frazzled, very stressed. And she said if there was one setback, it could throw her already crazy morning into a tailspin. Well, that reminded her of one time she realized that she dropped her socks somewhere and she had to go sockless first hour. She ended up finding her socks in the school parking lot, and they were frozen in the snow. And she had to put them on the old heaters in the school to thaw out. I mean, the story truly made me feel like a terrible mother who didn't teach her daughter anything, but she did want me to say, rest assured, all is well. Emma is a fully functioning adult who is still not a morning person whatsoever, but she is employed, makes it to work on time, and is usually on time for everything else as well. But she still keeps her clothes in the car. So, getting back to you, what kind of morning person are you? I mean, are you even a morning person? Do you walk sleepily to your coffee maker? Do you even drink coffee? I know for me, I can't function unless I have a cup of coffee. And are you one of those people that goes to 7-Eleven and grabs a big gulp? I have a friend who can't live without that. Ugh, I don't think I could do that. Or do you eat breakfast? Or is coffee your breakfast till you grab a donut at the office? Well, even though I'm a musician and I have a lot of late nights, I'm kind of an oxymoron. I happen to love mornings. But do you? Well, I mean, I used to hit my snooze button a lot when I was younger. And don't get me wrong, sometimes I still have those days. But many years ago, I found another way to start my day. And I'm here to share this with you. And I promise that if you embrace the idea, your mornings, your life actually could really change for the better. So I have this wonderful personal trainer. Her name is Rachel Webster, who I'm really excited to say that she will be a guest on my show next month. Rachel has helped me in so many ways. You see, I am a multitasking, overachieving machine. I am really ridiculously busy, but I love it that way. It makes me feel alive. The more balls I have in the air, the more motivated I am. Well, at one point, my health was really suffering. And she came to my house and said, "You're stressed and you're tired." Well, I argued with her and I said, "I am not stressed." And she said, "Your lifestyle is stressful." And I said, "I've been living this lifestyle my whole life." She said, "Your mind may still be okay with it, but your body is falling apart because of it." She introduced me to this incredible book. At first, I was like, oh, great, one more thing to add to my plate. I thought she said I was stressed. I mean, why give me something else to do? Well, She told me it changed her life. And trust me, this girl researches everything to the nth degree. So when she says a statement like that, I truly listen. Well, she introduced me to the book, and it was titled The Miracle Morning. It's written by an author named Hal Enrod. So I ordered the book, and I looked on the back, and the bio on the back of the book reads, "Known as Yo Pal Hal." Since hosting his first radio show at 15, he became an all-time record-breaking sales rep for a $200 million marketing company at the age of 19. But that wasn't his real triumph. His real triumph came at age 20 after he was hit head-on by a drunk driver and found dead. Despite dying for 6 minutes, suffering permanent brain damage, and being told he may never walk again, Hal provided that we are all capable of overcoming any obstacles to create the life of our dreams. Well, of course, after reading this bio on the back of the book, my interest was obviously piqued. Then I read his pitch. What if you could miraculously wake up tomorrow and any or every area of your life was transformed? What would be different? Would you be happier, healthier, more successful, in better shape? Would you have more energy, maybe less stress, more money, significantly better personal and professional relationships? Which of your problems would be solved? He then went on to say that all this is possible for 6 minutes a day. And I was like, what? So, of course, not believing, but extremely curious, I dove into the book. I mean, who doesn't have 6 minutes in their day to create the life they always dreamed of? So, in the introduction of the book, one paragraph really smacked me in the face. Hal stated, "I had to take responsibility for getting my life back. Instead of complaining about how things should be, I embraced how things were. I stopped putting energy into wishing my life were any different, you know, wishing bad things didn't happen to me, and instead focused 100% on making the best of what I had. Since I couldn't change the past, I focused on moving forward. I dedicated my life to fulfilling my potential and achieving my dreams so I could discover how to empower others to do the same." Well, bam, is all I got to say to that. I mean, that was kind of what I was looking for, but I didn't really know it at the time. And my trainer was right. I was tired. I wasn't taking care of myself. I was going through the motions of everything I wanted to do, but then everything seemed to fall apart, including my health. So yes, Mr. Enrod, you had my attention, and I did start to listen. I decided to tackle this book full speed ahead. The book was asking for a 30-day challenge commitment. I decided to commit. After getting through the introduction and the first chapters that I felt, they were kind of just there to pump me up, you know, to hook me. I was a hit with the realization that I would have to get up an hour earlier than usual. So that 6 minute a day thing was if you didn't have time for a full hour. I was like, ah, well, what this new committed ritual meant for me was that I had to get up at 5 a.m. I was like, ugh, are you kidding me? No way. Stress sometimes wakes me up at 2 a.m. and I can't even go back to sleep until 4 a.m. And you're telling me that I only have one more glorious hour to sleep? Well, I regained my composure and realized that if I wanted things to change in my life, I had to try something different. Well, he must get that response a lot from a lot of readers, because in the book, he described how we can either convince ourselves we are depriving ourselves of sleep or convince ourselves that we are very capable of functioning on 6 hours of sleep. So I chose to do that. I talked myself into saying, I can do this. I can live off 6 hours of sleep. Well, the first day, I ain't lying, it was a tough one. But in the book, there were suggested tools like putting your alarm clock or phone away from your bed so you had to get up to turn it off. So I did that. I remember I did that in college too, but I remember in those days, I just take my pillow and whip it at the clock. Well, this time I decided to get out of bed and turn it off and stay up. So there's steps that you have to follow that were called lifesavers. And each letter represented an action you take for 10 minutes, which equals a total of 1 hour. Well, I was never a really great student. And if something didn't interest me, you can be guaranteed that I would start daydreaming. So these words, savers, lifesavers, reminded me of food. So it was a good start for my learning experience. Anything that compares to food, I can concentrate on. Savers stand for S, which is silence, A for affirmations, V, visualization, E, exercise, R, read, and S, scribing. So that first S for silence, man, I thought, well, that'll be easy. It's 5 a.m. for God's sake. But for 10 minutes, I had to be quiet, which meant quiet of the mind also. Well, that was tough. But the book helps you learn the art of letting thoughts enter and then exit your mind. Another thing is I also had to stay awake while being quiet. I mean, silence, meditation, close your eyes, 5 a.m., yikes. So between racing thoughts and having the urge to lay down, this was a tough one for me to conquer on my first day. A was for affirmations. Well, I liked this one better, but I did need guidance. According to Wikipedia, affirmations in New Thought and New Age terminology refer primarily to the practice of positive thinking and self-empowerment, fostering a belief that a positive mental attitude supported by affirmations will achieve success in anything. I was instructed to write thoughts, ideas, statements as if I already am what I want to be, or what I want to see, or what I want to have. Well, it felt really funny at first, but I really did enjoy doing this part. Nobody read it. It was 5 a.m, so it was just me. I was safe. V for visualization. Visualizing was a little tough for me, but I used my not-so-incredible art skills to draw what I wanted in a sketchbook and would look at it for 10 minutes. Visualize, visualize, visualize. Well, E for exercise, or for me, ew. I was never a fan of exercise. I don't know why. I just wasn't. I wasn't one of those people who loved to pant and sweat and endure pain. So I thought this would be my least favorite, but the book did suggest yoga. So I did some research and I found yogadownload.com on YouTube and fell in love with it. It was for beginners and the instructor's voice was so calming, I could handle the challenge even at 5 a.m. I was very uncoordinated at first, but after a while, I could do some pretty crazy poses. R is for reading, my utmost favorite thing to do. So this was for reading inspirational stories of successful people or just positive books. And it was not hard for me at all. So those 10 minutes went really fast. Just as S for scribing also came very naturally to me, as I've maintained a journal since I was 11. The book states that getting your thoughts out of your head and putting them in writing, you gain valuable insight you'd otherwise never see. It also enables you to document your insights, your ideas, your breakthroughs, you know, realizations, success, and lessons learned, as well as any areas of opportunity for personal growth or improvement. I love looking back on old journals, and I see the growth in dreams that actually did come to fruition, and also areas that I still needed to work on. I continued the journey with the Miracle Morning and did finish the 30-day challenge. I was pretty proud of myself. Yes, just the glory of completing the challenge in itself was an accomplishment, but literally, I did start seeing incredible changes in my life. My outlook, my energy, and many of my goals were beginning to become attainable. It really did feel like miracles were happening all around me, and my health improved within 3 weeks. I became a true believer of the Miracle Morning. So I wanted to look back in the book and see some other quotes that I had seen at the beginning, just to see if I was on the same wavelength as other people. So I don't know if you remember that movie, Rudy. It was a Hollywood hit. Well, he said, he read it, that the guy that actually the Notre Dame football player who inspired the hit Hollywood movie. The Miracle Morning is literally the one thing that will make immediate and profound changes in any or every area of your life. If you really want your life to improve, read this book immediately. That just made me want to scream, Rudy, Rudy, Rudy. You have to see the movie if you haven't. And then here's another quote from a TV show host. It says, at first I thought Hal had lost his mind. I mean, why on earth would anyone get up so early on a regular basis? I was skeptical until I tried it. When I implemented Hal's strategies, I noticed an immediate difference in my personal and professional life. The Miracle Morning will show you how to take control of your life, regardless of your past. So he highly recommended it too. There's just a lot of people that really got a lot from this book. And they even had a Facebook page. So I started looking on there. And it was so nice to see that something that really wasn't that difficult once you committed. You know, to this day, I give myself a gift of 1 hour in the morning to start my day off right. And believe me, there are the days when I may oversleep. And trust me, when I don't give myself that 1 hour me time, I see a complete difference in my day. Now, I bet you may be wondering about where does that leave us for the weekends? I know a lot of people who choose to sleep in until noon on Saturdays and Sundays. No judgment here, but you can customize your Miracle Morning around that. But here is a quote that may make you think twice about sleeping in late on weekends. Waking up early on Saturday gives me an edge in finishing my work with a very relaxed state of mind. There is a feeling of time pressure on the weekdays that aren't there on the weekends. If I wake up early in the morning before anybody else, I can plan the day or at least my activities with relaxed mind. Now, guess who said that? Well, Miss Oprah Winfrey. And I have heard she's had a few successes in her life. So I'm with Oprah on this. There is something so magical about rising before everyone else, getting my life in order before the distractions of life seep in. So to this day, I give myself 1 hour in the morning to start my day off right. And believe me, there are days when I may oversleep. And trust me, when I don't give myself that 1 hour me time, I see a complete difference in my day. I love this book so much that I encourage all my Dream Big clients to read it and complete the challenge. To see their growth from this book is so wonderfully exciting. And then they could go on and share it with others as well. So I want you to reflect on how you start your day. Is it frazzled? Does it take time to settle down and move into your day slowly because you started it off on the wrong foot? Give yourself the gift of time. the time to take care of you before you go out and take on the world. It's such a beautiful thing to do for yourself. Well, I'm Jill Jack, and remember, a dream is an invitation to reality. Believe, believe, believe.